UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
UFM.
The official
The Novos.
Hey guys, welcome to Monday.
Good morning.
Really
fresh.
Good, considering like I had the worst sleep ever. I'm actually quite perky.
Me too, terrible. I could not get sleep for the life of me until at least 1 a.m. last night.
Do you reckon
night.
It was the storm?
Yeah, that it does it sometimes.
Yeah,
the electromagnetic waves can like whack you.
Well, Creevo, you said rain. You didn't get anything out at your place. No hail?
No hail. There was like a bit of rain, but it didn't even like wet under the eaves around the house. It's still dry under there.
That was at Mayfield. Could you hear thunder though?
Yeah, it was thunder and lightning and stuff, but it was just...
What a light show though.
Yeah,
wow.
I didn't even get much of that.
I didn't even get... I'm at Broadmeadow and I didn't see much. But you were at Wickham and you would have had everything.
Oh, very localised is what I'm getting from this.
Because we didn't get hail.
No, I didn't get hail. We just got torrential rain and the best light show you've ever seen.
Wow.
Because you guys seen the photos that have come in on our Facebook from Gwendolyn. So
yeah.
Crazy hail. Like, it's piled up on their lawn about 10 centimetres thick.
What do they call it? An East Coast low, Hamish?
Mm.
That's correct.
How are we looking with it at the moment?
There is a hazardous surf warning and a strong wind warning as well too across much of the New South Wales coast. But looks like it might hit later on this afternoon, this evening into tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, we were expecting pretty strong rain today, but that was a couple of days ago. But looks like we're still on track for a big one on Tuesday.
Oh, okay, so it is definitely still Tuesday because I was there last night. I was like, Ben, I can see the storm coming. I was like, quick, let's close the windows. And I was moving away all my loose objects and I was moving all my plants, make sure they're all going to be okay.
Yeah, still
what
a good idea.
What loose objects do you have that need moving?
Watering can. I had a bag, like, you know, one of those horse feed bags? They come in those real thick.
Yeah.
One of those.
That was it.
Could have flown by. Oh,
so
and
you put two things away.
Yeah. Some plastic pots. Because if they get flooded with the water and then I'll have a flooding.
Chaos at Jade's
just little
house.
Things. I don't know. Good little event excites me.
Hey, do you know what excites me?
What?
The latest celebrity feud. This thing is iconic. Snoop Doggy Dogg versus Ray Warren.
What? The least likely feud in history.
How bizarre.
I've got to tell you more details next. It is epic. Like, you know when you see a feud and you're like, wow, I was not expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
This takes the cake. Right now, though, kicking off your Monday, a Bruno Mars, Count On Me, live across Newcastle, 6:09. Good morning. Bruno Mars, Count On Me, live across Newcastle. It's 6:13 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo. And the newest celebrity feud is here, guys. Snoop Doggy Dogg versus Ray Warren.
Chingy's involved as well, is he?
I love Chingy Ching.
Very unexpected. Very unexpected.
Yeah.
So this came out over the weekend. Love the audio. Take a listen.
I once rode on a plane to Brisbane with Snoop Dogg and
he put his seat back and knocked
a glass of Chardonnay in my lap. I objected strongly, and then about three big burly fellows with him were standing over me like the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
I'd have loved to have been there for the conversation between you and Snoop Dogg. What'd you talk about?
Rabbit language.
Wow.
You know when it's something so unexpected, you're just shocked by it? It's too much for a Monday morning. Ray Warren and Snoop Dogg. Can you imagine those two going at it?
Well, it's so bizarre. Like, they're just from such different worlds. And also, I'm surprised Snoop's flying commercial, to be fair.
Well, doesn't that just go to show?
That's how they fool all the fans. They think they're going to be in these private buses and jets and stuff, and they just go standard.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, to me, the biggest shock is that Snoop, I would have thought he'd be flying private, especially in a domestic flight in Australia.
I just can't imagine. I couldn't take Snoop Dogg seriously.
No. I love that the three burly security guards were so close at hand for when this stuff happens.
Obviously happened before. He's obviously a big drink spiller, Snoop.
Like, that's quite rude. It doesn't matter who you are. You know what? If Snoop Dogg did that to me, I'd be like, mate, get off the wacky tobacco, brother. Like, just, you know, watch yourself.
Mm.
But also...
Word, I'm with you.
Word.
Yep. Word. Now we're talking Snoop language.
See, the other thing
that's... the whitest people in Newcastle.
I know. But what also is a bit weird about the story, right,
is
that Snoop leaning his chair back was enough to knock Ray's drink. Does that mean that they're not... It even doesn't sound like they're in first class. So if you're in first class, you've got the table that folds over your chair... It's not like a back of the seat one.
Well, I've never been.
He said
in
domestic,
first class.
So the planes wouldn't be as fancy going.
So Jade, you'd know more about this.
Sydney, yeah. So it'd be able to happen.
Have you been in first class before, Crevo?
No, I've only just
millionaire Mark walking through in first class. We have the special tables.
No, but walking through it.
You call this a cheese board?
These olives aren't up to my standard.
Bring me some more.
What a stitch up.
He says that when he got off this plane, he said to his friend he'd never heard a Snoop Dogg song, no idea who he was. And
well, that's not surprising part of the story.
Yeah, well.
I mean, do you think, I wouldn't see, you know, what rapper do you think Ray Rabbit Warren would be into?
Slim Dusty?
Maybe, that's more his speed, I think. Just judging by the look of the fella. Next, though, guys, we do have heads or tails to play. It's the easiest way to win in Newcastle. Today, up for grabs, we've got a car pass to see the movie of your choice at Head and Greeter Drive-In. Head and Greeter Drive-In open every night these school holidays. Drivein.com.au for session times. So if you want to play, it's a 50-50 chance. 13-10-09. It's your chance to play heads or tails next.
Okay, taking your calls after this. 16 past 6, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. The school holidays are here. Yay! And we want you to rediscover the hunter. Time to play. The Novos, heads or tails.
That's right, very simple game. Easiest way to win prizes around this city. At the moment, today, you can win a car pass to see the movie of a choice at Head and Greeter Drive-In. Head and Greeter Drive-In, open every night these school holidays. Drivein.com.au for session times.
That sounds good, because you can just, like, social distance in your car.
Exactly, safe, and you get to see a movie.
How retro.
I know.
It's awesome.
Leah, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
I'm painting.
Painting. Oh, what are you painting?
A lounge room and a kitchen, and yes, they're not good.
It's a dog of a job painting, isn't it, Leah?
Yeah, I really wish we did pay somebody.
Well, Leah, whereabouts do you live?
Wallsend.
Wallsend. How'd you go in the storm last night?
I went well. I slept through it, but my husband was saying the dog was not keen.
Oh, poor little poochie-woochie.
Yeah. The dogs have... The dogs of Wickham last night. It was like a symphony of barks.
Poor little thing.
Oh, well, let's see if we can get you a drive-in pass right now, Leah. Are you choosing heads or tails?
I'm choosing heads, please.
Okay.
All right, let's flip our very real coin right now. Leah, I'm sorry.
Not for you.
You are in the draw, though, for our major prize, which is a holiday week away at Nelson Bay with the whole family, breakfast included. Every caller that gets on air is doing that. Let's go to Belinda. Hello.
Hello. How are you going?
Good, Belinda. How was your weekend?
Oh, pretty good, mate.
What'd you get up to?
Oh, bit of shopping, bit of this and bit of that. And
Couple of beers?
Yeah, a couple of beers, yeah.
Nice one. What's your poison, Belinda?
Beer, mate.
Yeah, nice.
Which beer? Cold one.
Two is new.
New is good.
You know what? New is good. Very
Get
good.
Get a stag in you.
All right, let's... What a stag? Oh, yeah.
The emblem of Tui's.
Yeah.
Maddie's just got a dirty mind, you filth bag, Maddie.
Belinda, heads or tails?
I'll go tails today, please, mate. I tried the other morning, I think I had heads. Mm. But I didn't win, so, yeah. So go tails.
Belinda. You got it.
Yep, yep,
did I get it?
You won.
Awesome.
Enjoy. Take the family along. You'll have a great time.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're
That's
welcome.
Terrific.
Oh, no worries, Belinda. Heads or tails back later on in the show and, of course, across your workday at New FM. News time up next at 6:25. Good morning.
New FM. Connecting you.
right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
De novos. Of course, later in the show, we've got the full wrap of Friday's going on when Jade got Botox.
Yeah,
it was it was interesting.
Because you had to film it.
Yeah, that's right. I was on camera.
Yeah.
And at one point, I did feel a little ill.
A little queasy.
I had to leave the room at one point.
Really? Yeah.
And they started stabbing your lips.
Maddie just left suddenly. I was like, where's Maddie gone?
Queasy. But yeah, it was great. So we went to Vet Cosmetic Clinic and I think they did a great job. It's very natural.
Mm.
What did your husband think?
Yeah, he liked it. He made a couple of jokes at first, stirring me up as men do. But then he was like, "Nah, they look lovely, Jade." And I was like, "Oh, thanks, honey."
Good on you.
I didn't say honey. I said thanks, babe. I hammed it up a little, but yeah, that's basically how it went.
Exciting.
Yeah, but guys, have you or someone you know had a near miss as a pedestrian? Okay. This is because an amazing video we put on our Facebook over the weekend of this little boy about to get off the bus and the doors open and he went to step off, and it's over in another country in Norway, so the bus is on the opposite side where it's bizarre, they get off onto the road instead of where ours is onto the sidewalk. But anyway, he's about to step off the bus and this bus driver sees in the mirror this car just flying past the bus, grabs him by the back of his collar around his neck, reefs him back, basically almost on her lap, and like saves him from getting hit by this car, getting off a bus. It was absolutely insane. If you watch the video on our Facebook page, you get goosebumps. So eerie. But we were just wanting to know, you know, pedestrian stories. If you've had a near miss, maybe you as a pedestrian or maybe as a driver.
Someone came out of nowhere.
I have a great story that happened to me on the weekend, actually. So 13 10 09 if you've been in a similar situation.
All right. We'll do it after this. REM, Losing My Religion with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo at 6:35. Good morning. REM, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with Jay, Maddie and Crevo, 6:39, 13 10 09. We're after your pedestrian near misses.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is because a little boy is getting off the bus. He's so excited to get home that when the doors open, he was just about to step off, and the bus driver seen in the side mirror that this car was flying up the side of the bus. She's grabbed him from behind the neck on his jumper and just reefed him back. And you see this car go whoom, like straight past. That kid could have died. It was
crazy,
absolutely insane. You can actually see the video on our Facebook page. But that's why we thought, you know, if you've had a pedestrian near miss story, call and tell us. So I actually had an incident on the weekend. It was a very close call.
That poor dog.
What?
You ran it over.
No, I didn't run. I didn't run any dogs over. But okay, R.I.P. I was just going past the Croatian club there at Wickham, right? And you know, if you follow Albert Street down, you go slightly round the bend, and then there's that roundabout. It's just where Newcastle Batteries are, and you turn left. So you know when you're turning left from the left-hand lane.
I'm confused now, but just...
Well, you know, you're at a roundabout.
An intersection there somewhere.
No. You're at a roundabout, and there's the left-hand lane. So if you're in the right-hand lane, you have to either turn right or go straight ahead.
Okay,
if you're in the left-hand lane, you can just go straight left. So I had gone... I was just going straight...
200 metres.
You guys suck.
Well, you just, it went from very obvious near Battery World to like 12 different explanations of the lane.
Yeah, because I was in, I'm at a roundabout, there's two lanes.
You're in the left lane, we get it.
Do you know your road rules? Anyway, I'm in the left-hand lane, I've turned, like, I don't technically have to stop, I can look right, and I can see that there's no car in my outer lane, so I can just continue to go. Screw you guys.
What happened?
Well, that was what happened.
So anyway, I've just done a quick sort of glance, and there was no one in my... These are throwing me now. I was going left. There was a pedestrian crossing there. No one was crossing it.
You ran over the old man.
No. I looked right quickly. There's no one coming. And then I've looked left, and I've gone to go. And then all of a sudden, this mum with a pram just dashes out. So I've had to slam the brakes on because she hadn't gotten to that point yet. So anyway, she's gone past, and then her husband was actually yelling at her because she's just done one of those quick... You know when the pedestrian thinks that there's more time than what there is? I actually don't even think it's an actual pedestrian crossing. It's just somewhere where you can walk. Anyway.
And that's what happened.
Well, she was a close brush with Deb. Well, you guys ruined the story. But anyway...
Jade, we didn't ruin the story. It just got very complicated.
You got bogged down in the detail.
I didn't.
You did.
All right, fine. But it doesn't make sense.
For once.
Whatever.
But you almost hit someone. It was a mum with a pram, but luckily you didn't.
It wasn't a pedestrian crossing. It was one of those ones where you can cross at a road, and she's just gone and done the dash.
We've all been in the car with Jade.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
I'm telling you, Jade, 9 times out of 10... You're very aggressive on the road. I have no doubt whatsoever.
Aggressive. I say aggressive, confident.
Aggressive, fast, and confident. In your little bubble.
All three. Didn't you run a stop sign the other day?
You should have been looking.
I didn't.
You should have been looking out for
her. I did. But that's the thing, though.
Almost hit her?
It wasn't a pedestrian crossing, but she was just did the runner. I swear on my chihuahua's lives.
Oh, that's serious.
If it was my fault, I'd own up to it. But she dashed.
It wasn't your fault, but, you know, you could have slowed down. You obviously weren't looking around at weren't happening.
She ran, and in that instant, I thought to myself, if I hit her, whose fault was it?
Well, because always yours.
Wow.
If you hit any pedestrian in a car, it's always the driver's fault.
I just don't think it shouldn't be the driver's fault. The person runs out on the street out of nowhere. That shouldn't be the driver's fault.
That's true. Okay, up next, Jade. Love what a story.
Wow, so full on.
Far out.
Love it or
love it. Love it or loathe it. We're talking. I want to talk about Nicki Minaj.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's a feisty one, isn't she?
It's an interesting one for you guys.
Okay, 6:44. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo when you wake up. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. I love it. Love it. Love it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And no fence sitting, the only rule kicking things off today, Nicki Minaj. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
I'm going to say love it. She won me over. I watched this really cool interview with her on Ellen.
Yeah.
And she was telling this little girl who was a major fan of hers when that song, you know, All About That Bass came out.
That's Meghan Trainor.
I know, but she had that boom da boom 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 da boom boom bass.
No.
That was Nicki Minaj. Super bass.
Yeah. Not Meghan Trainor, Crevo.
No, All About That Bass is a Meghan Trainor song.
Anyway.
We're getting bogged in the details.
Anyway, she was telling the little girl, because she could mouth every single word of that song. She was a mega fan. She was only like maybe, I want to say, 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling her to stay in school and get an education. And then, you know, if she wants to be a superstar after that, then yeah, follow your dreams. I thought that was really nice of her. Good advice.
Do you know what solidified my love for Nicki? Loved her music before this, but when she was a judge on American Idol and Mariah was bullying her.
Really?
Yeah, I think Mariah made the biggest fool of herself in that situation. Nicki was just doing her thing.
Yeah.
Mariah couldn't deal with another female in the room, the diva that she is. And I just thought, look at Mariah bullying Nicki. Like, just that really made me get behind her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, interesting report out this morning. Do you remember back in 2013, there was like a rumoured affair between Nicki Minaj and Zac Efron?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I do remember this.
Yeah, so there was, right? And it was always like, did it happen? Did it not happen? Well, this insider has put out an article overnight saying that this hookup definitely did happen. And Nicki took Zac back to her house in Hollywood.
Wow.
And apparently, Zac was the best lover she ever had.
No way! Get out of town.
This
is the report, that's come out overnight.
You know what? Because sometimes Zac Efron's so good looking. Like, good looking guys sometimes, because they get it so easily, dud in the sack. Because I've never had to try, because they can just get the girls without being good at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that really cements he's that good, like, good looking, that he's banged that many, that he's just, you know,
he's well practiced.
He's got the stats behind him. He's not a jackrabbit, you know?
There we go. There we go.
Good on it. Hey, do you want to go to Byron, Jay?
Let's track him down.
Let's
track pass, Benny. I'm doing research for work.
For the show. It's for the show.
Imagine
Come
if
on.
You claimed that on tax. Finding Zac Efron for the show / to cheat on your
Wine
husband.
Wine and dine him. He's still there, apparently.
Yeah,
just hanging around.
Wow, that, what a great story. I didn't know that.
The hipster women of Byron right now would be loving life.
Oh, 100%. Did you see him? Oh, yes, he was behind the, what did they? Well, the general store.
Getting at something else there, but... Well, he's obviously, you know... hooking up there.
Well, who knows?
He's a single man.
Well, he's meant to be actually dating a girl, I've been told. Well, the magazines are telling me that. Yeah. Don't know how true they are.
Jade gets all her facts from New Idea.
New Idea on Woman's Day.
And she doesn't have time to read it properly because just grabbing it at the supermarket checkout and not putting it back.
There's always some truth to a rumour. Remember that. But guys, Scott Morrison, he's basically going to be taking a working holiday with his family, says he's still going to be calling the shots, but people don't know whether it's a right or wrong. Should he be going on holidays in this time of crisis? We're going to get your thoughts on that straight after this.
The football thing on the weekend hasn't gone down well either. No. He was pictured at the football.
Is he not allowed a break? Is he not allowed a break?
Well, we'll get into this next after the news. 6:58. Good morning. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The
Novos. UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
Oh, guys, I feel for Scott Morrison. I feel for any Prime Minister because they can't do anything without copping a brunt from Australians. Because Scott Morrison, he's going to be taking a working holiday in the next week with his family. And he says he's still going to be calling the shots and being invested in, you know, the crisis happening in Victoria and around. Good. So he's still doing his job, but everyone's getting upset that he's saying he's going to be going on holiday again.
Because it's not the right time to have a holiday.
Like, a working holiday?
Just wait.
I think it's okay.
Last time he took a... let's check when the last time he took a holiday was, during the bushfire crisis.
I'm going to put this out. Look, straight up, I'm no fan of Scott Morrison, but... He is entitled to spend some time with his family. It's been a massive few months, 7-day working weeks. Like, you know, we all get a rest. He's constantly working.
Making
decisions.
He's
been upfront and honest this time. And do you know what?
Well, that's because he learnt from last time.
No, but do you know,
that's a good thing.
We're all entitled. He needs to look after his own mental health as well.
Yeah,
that's why I'm a little bit sympathetic towards him, because I'm like, you know what? He's got a lot of pressure on his shoulders, a lot happening. And if spending some time with his family while still working helps him out, I think it'll be better for all of us.
What are your problems with him going on a working holiday?
I just think it's like when you do the job of Prime Minister, it's the most important job in the country in a way. And it's to be taken very seriously, especially we're in crisis at the moment. There's no getting around it. Like, if I would even argue as to say that maybe if Victoria wasn't going through what it's going through, then maybe you could say, look, maybe you can have a week now. But we're just going through something, so it's once in a lifetime challenge. It's not the time to take time off. Anyway,
well, this is the debate on 13 10 09. Should a ScoMo have a working holiday? Call us now and tell us your thoughts on 13 10 09, and we'll give you a little something.
A little something. What is it? Kygo, remind me to forget. Live across Newcastle, 7 past 7. Good morning. Kygo, live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM. It's 11 past 7. Foggy starts here morning, rain this afternoon, tops of 17 degrees on the coast today. And 13 10 09, we are asking you, should ScoMo be having a holiday?
Stop it.
That's right. This is because he's actually told reporters, guys, in Canberra just on Friday that he'll be ducking in and out of family time while his wife, Jenny, and two daughters take a school holiday break on the outskirts of Sydney. So he's not going anywhere too far. Mm. And you're just going to have some quality time with the kids and get some work done at the same time.
Unfortunate timing.
Yeah, bad timing.
But
second timer as well.
I think it's fine. I honestly think it's fine. The guy's been working non-stop for at least 4 months without a break. Who are we to sit here and say, no, you are not allowed to have a holiday? Like, let's talk about his mental health. There's a high-pressure environment and a high-pressure job. If that's what he needs to recharge and reset, then we should give it to him. Now, let's... this is my argument, right?
Okay, let's hear
let's
it.
All put ourselves in it. Look at it from your own perspective. What would you do, right, if your boss said to you, we need you to work 7 days a week for 4 months straight. We really need you at the moment. Look, you're going to complain and whinge, aren't you?
Well, that's part of it, but you've got to remember he doesn't actually have a boss.
Well, he does.
He's the top job. Like, that is the top job. And that's why when you take on that position, and it is a position of high responsibility, you're like the people of Australia are trusting you to work and execute at the highest level for a period of several years.
Right. So that's where your stance is. It's a duty. He's taking an oath. He's just gonna like roll with it because it's the top dog job in the country.
That's right. And when there's and there, you are entitled to holidays, of course, because it is a stressful job. But when there is a crisis situation happening, that's when you got to stick around and just work through. Doesn't matter
it's
about
what's going
on. It's a
working holiday, and the situation in Victoria is very much so still a Victorian issue. The Premier is... There was a meme I did see going around on the weekend comparing the two leaders on Saturday night. It was like ScoMo at the football and Dan Andrews, the Victorian Premier, at a desk in front of a phone looking pretty stressed out.
I did see that.
I think that, like, what a load of BS that is. You know what? The guy is the Prime Minister. If he needs a day to recharge, who cares?
I don't even have a problem with him at the football.
We like to shoot people down. As a people, sometimes... this tall poppy syndrome's got to stop. Like, who do we think we are? We like to get up on our high horses and you know, shoot the Prime Minister down. He's entitled to a break.
Well, I think it's all fair, in my opinion. It's a working holiday. He's not running away. So on 1329, should ScoMo be having a working holiday? Jordan, thanks for joining us. Hello, Jordan. Jordan's gone.
Jordan's gone. Jordan didn't want to contribute in the end.
No.
But look, yeah, I don't know. I'm still standing my ground. I think that it's just too much going on. Right, you just can't have
what,
a holiday
what would
right
he,
now.
What? How? If he were at work,
okay.
And we're all going on like he's off to Hawaii again. He's not. He's having a working holiday. Like, what is he going to add by being in his office to the current situation?
Well, just the ability to help with important decisions at a time.
But he's still working at home.
Well, we don't know what he's up to, I guess. I mean, he could still be... like, really, real talk. We don't know what he's doing hour to hour. But yes.
So you're just like the rest of them. You really are. Like, okay. Give the guy a break.
Well, that's your opinion.
You know what? No, do you like a holiday?
100%.
Yeah.
But I also, if I was Prime
Minister...
We're
in a high-pressure ratings situation when we're up against, you know, radio shows and, you know, you can't take a holiday because it's all about keeping the audience interested. You can't... Yeah, well, it is, in a way.
Oh, no, it's not. We're not trying to steer the country through a pandemic. We're making a couple of light-hearted gags and having a chat about the Prime Minister for 4 minutes at a time. It's very different, I would argue.
Oh, this has been very entertaining for me watching here, but...
Anyway, Jackson, we need to have a discussion with you.
Oh, yeah?
You can by doing your job so efficiently, you're actually screwing Crevo and I over.
Mm. Oh.
You really are. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you more next. Okay. But it's got to stop.
Oh, rip.
Yeah. Come in here, Jackson. Come in here. We're doing it after this. 16 past 7.
The Novos.
Smile. 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 722. Bad English there.
What'd you say?
Smile. No, that's what this band's called, Jade.
I thought you nailed it.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We need to have an intervention. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, Jackson. Yeah,
what's going on? What's your problem?
We all know you're very efficient at your job.
Yeah.
Sometimes too good.
Yeah, sometimes I come across as a bit of a cold-hearted snake because I'm just work, like, efficient mode.
You said it. So, you don't really watch a lot of TV, do you?
No, because I don't have time.
Yeah, so very busy. Working.
Very busy.
Yeah, I read the recaps, but I'm not watching anything.
Mm. All right, well, Crevo and I love TV. Crevo, obsessed with MasterChef.
Yeah,
me,
I've been
Big
loving
Brother.
It.
Now, two of the big shows at the moment. Now, when you do a show like this, the TV networks offer up, like a dish, the eliminated contestants. So Jackson will speak to the producers from each network, the PR people. Twice this has happened now, before the actual airing of the television show, before we've watched it, Jackson will come in and say, hey guys, we've got this person from this show, instantly revealing who's been eliminated before we get to watch it. Now, once was okay with Big Brother. I thought, you know what? Yeah, that's
he's right. made a slip up. He's that's made an fine. Error. These things.
And it was when Angela got evicted.
As well.
And I have to say, you did disappoint me then too, Jackson. And then I was off the show completely and haven't watched
never
it
watched
since.
This again.
I know. Do you know what? I felt really bad actually because we're in a boardroom full of people and it was more than just you guys. There's a few of the execs in there as well. So, like, everyone looked at me like I just revealed someone was adopted and they didn't know.
Yeah.
I was like, oops.
Well, then you've struck again.
Yeah, Jackson, the reality ruiner, has struck again because...
Friday.
Friday. We're talking about the show, what's happening Monday. Jackson pops in. Hey, you guys want to chat to Reese from MasterChef on Monday? And you could see my face, I'm sure, change from...
There goes my Sunday night.
Because obviously he's the one who's been eliminated.
Paul Crevo had to reschedule his diary.
I'm so sorry. Look, in my defense, the PR people told me that it was just because he's apparently local. So they were just saying he's here to hype up the last week of MasterChef. So I just assumed that there was a full week of, I don't know, what do they do, mystery box challenges or something like that? And he was just going to hype the mood up. But, yeah.
I thought you just said that.
Oh, a bit of capsicum in a box. What am I going to make?
I thought you just
a ragu.
I thought you just said that to you know, put him off the scent.
To try.
No, genuinely, that's what they said to me. They said that they were just going to hype up the last week of MasterChef. I don't watch these shows, so I don't even know who the guy is.
It's okay, Jackson. Yeah,
but I apologise, because I know what it's like. Someone ruined the end of Game of Thrones for me, and it was just a hard time in my life.
Did they?
Yeah. But you know what? More of a reflection on you guys than me. Get outside.
Hey, I'm not on any reality show at the moment. I'm back on the Frasier box sets.
Well, so let's leave that one right there.
I don't know what's the saddest part of this whole thing. Yeah, I do.
It's not me.
90s box sets.
Oh,
Frasier.
Niles.
Frasier's great. You guys should be into it. It's based off a radio talkback station.
Can't I'm sure
it's right up Maddie's alley.
Great in 1994.
It's brilliant.
I'd rather have a root canal.
Bit extreme. That's like saying I'd rather have my pinky finger amputated.
That's even more extreme.
Frasier? I mean, I don't know. Weigh it up.
I've just... Frasier, what
it's
a...
It's the greatest.
What a...
Do you know that? I think that
show...
Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that show has won the most, like, was it the American TV Awards? It's sort of like our Logies. It, like, took out every single award for, like, multiple, like, 7 years straight as the best TV show ever. Actually took out Friends and Seinfeld. That's how good it is. If you've ever got some spare time, rent it.
Rent it. What, go down to your local VHS store.
Video Easy.
And if you haven't watched, just because I'm good at ruining it, if you haven't watched Frasier, he moves to San Francisco.
Oh, how dare you.
727.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De novos.
Sorry, guys. Jade's got the shits because I didn't play the right opener.
Hang on, it's a pet birthday.
I'll just shut everything down.
Do it.
I'll play your opener.
All right. Here we go.
Pet Quarters. The Hunter's only locally owned pet superstores.
6 locations across the Hunter.
On QFM. The Novo's pet birthday. Shout out.
And we're celebrating Quinn's birthday today, guys. Well, we're a little bit late, actually. It's a bit of a belated birthday, but he turned 18 years old. So this is a massive one. And we've got Tracy, his owner, on the line.
Hey, Trace.
Hi.
Hello. Tell us about Quinn.
He just turned 18. Yeah.
What animal is Quinn? We haven't heard that yet.
Quinn is a dog.
Okay. What type of dog?
He's a skipper
key. A what now?
A skipper key.
I don't think I've ever heard of a made-up animal. A skipper key.
A skipper key.
They're a little fluffy black. They've got like a little foxy kind of face. And they're a Belgian barge dog. They're bred to rat.
Wow.
A Belgian barge dog.
Yeah.
Also sounds made up. No wonder he's 18. He's a mythical dog.
How's he going, Tracy, for 18 years old? Like, does he still have his health?
He's healthy. He's pretty much deaf and blind now.
He's just turned 18. He's about to eat the clubs.
Oh, deaf and blind. What a little darling.
He can vote and have a beer now, so...
Oh, well, big happy birthday to Quinn, and we're going to send you a Pet Quarters voucher to spend up and get him something nice.
Wow, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No worries.
That's lovely.
Thank you to Pet Quarters for that.
Exactly.
Very good.
Right. Next, guys, I've noticed something in the last week or so about the two of you.
Mm.
You've been on your phones chatting to somebody I've never heard of before, and we share everything in our lives, really.
We do.
And the two of you have been like, hey, are you messaging Lee? Yeah, I'm messaging Lee. Are you messaging Lee? I'm like, who's this Lee character? So I thought, you know what? There's only one way to solve this. Publicly call them on the show. So that's what we're doing next. We're going to find out who this Lee character is in Maddie and Jade's life. And why they're so important. What's going on?
7:36 right now. One Republic, Did Night, New FM. Good morning. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 7:39, tops of 17 degrees in Maitland today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, Jade, something's been bothering me about you lately. And
what?
I feel like I need to discuss it with you. And we set boundaries here on this show sometimes. And one of my boundaries is, I don't like you contacting my friends.
Mm-hmm. Or family.
Yeah, which you've done both several times. Yeah. And
behind your back, man.
Yet again, you've disrespected my wishes. And you've been talking to my friend of many years, Lee. Now, you guys have actually struck up some online relationship.
We have.
And it concerns me.
Don't be concerned, Matthew. The thing is, and it hasn't been behind your back. I told you that I talked to your mum, Sue, and that I'm talking to Lee, and that we're developing a very close relationship.
Well, so, Maddie, one thing I've realised, just before we get into this, is that if you or I have a friend Jade doesn't know about, she gets very curious very quickly. You might remember last weekend at a barbecue, Jade's like, who are you having that with? Can I come? Because you want to meet every one of our friends.
Yeah, because I'm just protective over you guys.
Okay, well, we do have Lee on the phone right now. This is the first time you've met via voice. Actually, haven't met in life. Hello, Lee.
Hi, Jade. I love you, BFM.
I love you too. I said to Maddie, I said, if you were straight and I was single, from our texts that we've been chatting, it's like we're getting to know each other, like, through a dating site.
Oh, I'm changing myself to in a relationship with you. Like, you're literally my life partner.
Now, you guys are actually very similar because Lee loves small dogs and so do you. And, Jade, small dogs are basically your entire life.
Yes.
Literally. Like, if I'm walking down the street and I see one, I'll literally stop, drop and roll just so I can have a lick my face.
I can confirm this. That is true.
Jade will also talk to random strange dogs in the street. So you guys
and I
have
pay
a lot
zero
of them.
Attention to the owner. I'm like, no. Not interested in you.
Who are you?
So, Lee, I said to Maddie, I think I know Lee better than you. And we basically wanted you to ask maybe three questions about yourself and see if either of us
get it right.
Because what do you guys even talk about? Dogs, yeah?
Yeah.
And retirement. So we're going to retire together. We've already worked that out.
Yeah, we have.
Sorry, Benny.
Can we fast track that, actually? I'm ready for it.
No, me too.
All right. Well, have you got some questions? Let's do it.
Oh, well, this is going to be tough for Jade, I think.
I think so as well.
Yeah. Okay. All first right. question.
Yeah.
What kind of dog do I have?
Ooh, Jade, you have a Papillonian.
I do. Maddie, did you know that?
A Pomeranian.
And no.
No?
No, it wasn't a Pomeranian. Papillon.
I know its name is Honey.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
okay. I knew that too. And
was
I
that
know,
your next question?
I know Honey it? Lives in Perth.
Oh, I knew
yes,
that
she does.
Too. All right, give us another one.
What do I try and do every morning?
Oh, Jade, you try to work out at F45.
Yeah, look, it hasn't been happening this week, but yes, that is correct.
Yay!
Another wrong for me.
That means I win, right? Best out of three.
Jade, I do know these things.
No, you don't.
All right, next question. Let's give Maddie a fair chance and let him answer first whether you know or not, Jade.
Okay.
Okay, this one's just going to be an easy one for Maddie. How did I meet Maddie?
You met...
Well, look, I had to give you one, right?
So Lee and I met. I met him around the same time as Brooklyn, and Brooklyn was friends with Lee, and I met Lee through Brooklyn, and we were at an event for Brooklyn's gay radio station that we both did a show on at one point.
Yeah.
And that's how I met Lee.
Yeah. Yeah,
correct.
And it's been love ever since, hasn't it?
Absolutely not. Well, there you go, Jay.
You make it difficult to love you, Matthew. So,
well, you've come around again.
Yeah, we have. We have.
We
have some positive steps.
Lee, can I ask what was it that caused you to come back around to being friends with Maddie? I won't dig up the dirty laundry of how you fell out. I won't do that. But how did you... What made you go, you know what, let's be friends again?
Yeah, let's build a bridge.
A lot of alcohol.
So nice to chat to you, Lee.
Yeah, you too.
Well, there we go. Thanks.
Awesome.
I won.
He's coming up here, actually. He wanted to have dinner with you, and I said, I guess we can.
Oh, that's
sweet.
Oh,
are you
sweet.
Invited as well, Maddie?
I don't know.
It's just a dog lover's dinner.
What's the gossip next with Jackson? What's on the way, Maddie?
Yeah, more details on that Jada Pinkett Smith affair. She sat down with her husband, Will, and also to Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. Are they cousins?
I heard these.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Gotta be kidding me.
7:45. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Oh, Jackson, I can't wait for the goss now because... God, Will Smith and Jada, was it Pinkett Smith?
Yeah, Jada Pinkett Smith.
I can never say her surname, just Jada Smith. They
Jada
had the
Pinkett.
Most Pinkett. Fascinating relationship in Hollywood.
Well, she's real big in the fence building business.
Well, it's like she's in a relationship with her husband one minute, she's like dipping her foot either side of the fence.
Yeah, well, this is interesting. Okay, so last week, of course, August Alsina came out and he said, I had an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith while she was still with Will Smith. So
boom.
She denied it. So her reps come out and said absolutely untrue. She was very, very vicious about getting the no out there. This week, they've released the Red Table Talk, sitting down with Will Smith, and they've confirmed that it did happen. Now, I want you to listen to this audio, but I think Will Smith sounds like a man who did not know this was happening, and I think that they've created this story to save face. Take a listen. If this computer will ever play.
Well, at that particular point in time, it was indefinite.
Yeah, I really felt like we could be over.
And I got into an entanglement with August. That's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes. Yes.
A relationship.
Yes, it was a relationship. Absolutely. I was in a lot of pain and I was very broken.
Is that not really awkward to listen to?
You know what? I feel for Will Smith. I really do. You know what? Get rid of her. Get rid of her.
They obviously love each other, though.
True love is not sitting there and listening to your wife of many years admitting that she cheated on you with a guy 20 years his junior. Like,
surprising him with it.
But I think he's cheated on her, though, too, because they came out saying they had an open relationship.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, but
it sounds awkward.
If you've got 20 minutes to watch it today, just watch how uncomfortable Will Smith is. It's fascinating. Anyway, moving on. Katy Perry has obviously had her issues with Taylor Swift in the past. Now, there's a fan theory come out over the weekend that her and Taylor Swift are distant cousins.
What?
Yeah, so
insane.
A fan's gone on one of those Ancestry websites and put the dots together, connected the dots. Anyway, Katy Perry has been confronted about this, and this was her reaction.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to have to ask her if this is true or if we should, like, get blood tests together. Well, we fight like cousins.
That's certainly true.
So true.
She was dressed as a clown in that interview.
Yeah, her new single is like a clown.
What's it called?
Smile.
Yeah. Smile. I haven't heard it yet.
She literally looks like, I don't know if you ever played the original Sims, but if your family got too sad, this clown would come and save you. That's Katy Perry at the moment. Very odd stuff.
I put it out there that dressing as a clown for anything other than being a clown is never good.
No, remember when they always remember when we went through that phase of clowns just lurking the streets in all hours of the morning?
Yes, scaring people. No,
Katy Perry's jumping on the bandwagon.
Nope,
about 3 years
too late. Just Katy Perry.
Nothing to worry about here.
Thank you, Jackson. Chatting to Reese from MasterChef up next. Kicked off the show last night, Crevo. Yeah. Newcastle boy made it almost to the end.
I know, and of the big series as well, back to win, but hey.
How many are left?
This, now there's only four, I think.
Oh, it's down really, to the end.
It's the pointy end.
Big finale week coming up.
Yeah, that's
well.
Right. Can't wait, actually.
All right, very good. It's 4 minutes to eight news time with Hamish next at New FM. Good morning.
Non-stop music all day on New FM.
New FM.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
Coming up before 8:30, we have the full wrap from Jade's Botox from Friday. Her face is looking good today.
Thank you.
Frozen in time, some would say. First of all, we're chatting to Reese from MasterChef. Kicked off the show last night. He joins us now. Hey, Reesey.
Hey, guys, how are you going?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing good. Devastated to see you go last night, mate.
Oh, me too. I'm so upset.
You did, like, everyone's followed your journey, you know, and being a local boy as well, we're all rooting for you. But obviously it's the pointy end of the competition, so it was just it was just sucked. But, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, it was horrible, but I'll say one thing, like, I was just looking at some comments then and all the people saying they're doing it for Newey, like, it's just, yeah, that's probably the better part of it, like, just getting that recognition, it's been really nice.
Yeah, are you back in town yet? Or are you still
I'm back in town, like, yeah, I've been back for a little bit now, so, been back just baking cakes non-stop, like, living the dream.
So when you say baking cakes, because I'm not I don't know what you get up to in Newey, do you have like a restaurant somewhere, or you but you what you people can order cakes through you for weddings or something, or
plug your business, this is your chance.
Okay guys, I have a business called Cakeway. It's like it's based through my Instagram, so I have like an Instagram business, and I make cakes for people, like special occasions or whatnot, but at the moment, it's just been, I suppose, everyone trying to touch base to try all my different cakes. I have all the cool ones, all my lemon tarts, fun things there.
Hey, well, Reese, guess what? It's my birthday this Friday. What are the thoughts of baking me a cake? Because we're going to celebrate on Wednesday before I go up to Queensland.
Oh, my God. Where's his birthday at?
Oh, because my nana is up there and she hasn't been well, so I'm going to go see her and celebrate with my family.
Reese is like, I'm not going up to Queensland.
Yeah, but we're going to celebrate on the show, so if you want to, like, get, bake us a cake.
I see what you're doing.
You know, she got Botox on Friday race for her birthday.
Yeah.
So she's just, you know, capping off her experience. You know, you're back in town.
How's it going? Has she set in yet?
Almost.
Listen to him changing the subject.
Almost.
Real smooth.
You don't worry. You don't have to bake me a cake. You're a busy man.
Oh, yeah,
it's
kind of crazy.
Hey, Reese, I'll change the subject for you. Amelia has said in an interview that, like, there's a lot of crazy behind-the-scenes parties that go on with the contestants of MasterChef. What are these parties like and what's going? And has she lifted the lid on something that's a real secret? What's the deal?
I didn't realize we were talking about the parties, Amelia. Like, we're all stressed. Like, it's such a stressful show. And, like, when we get a weekend off, like, I mean, I want to let my... Well, I don't have any hair, but I want to let my hair down.
It's true.
You want to take the apron off and twirl it in the air you're at a rodeo.
Yes, it's very nice. No, we do all get along. So, like, when you have, like, I suppose, like, at this stage, like, five friends... who all have nothing to do on the weekend, what would you do in isolation, by the way?
You know what? Jock actually reminds me of the guy that would come and get drunk with you guys. Am I correct? Like, Melissa, not so much. Like, maybe a couple of, you know, salted caramel espresso martinis. Jock's getting down and dirty, I reckon.
Yeah, I could actually... He's, like, not a pub guy, I reckon, but he's a chef, so...
Yeah,
a good stiff drink.
So, like, after you finish filming, because I see there's that awesome wine cabinet, are you guys sort of getting in there and just taking a few bottles home, and then it's an absolutely loose-ass dinner party, and a couple of Wagyu steaks out of the pantry? Like, what's the go?
It's actually pretty funny. Like, earlier on this evening, we were threatening them, like, if you send me home, I'm, like, taking shit with me.
Oh, good stuff. Like,
Thanks, Reese.
We'll expect the cake on Wednesday,
Reese.
Pop around to Mayfield, brother.
Just a little lemon tart.
Okay, I'll make them.
Yay! A deal. Cake boy, check him out on Instagram.
There he is, Reese from MasterChef. Thanks, buddy. Continues tonight, 7:30 on Win. Who do you think's going to win, Greenbo?
I want Callum to win.
You want Callum? Yeah,
putting it out there.
Me too.
But maybe Laura's got a better chance, but I want Callum to win.
All right, fair enough. Hey, coming up very soon, we're going to be wrapping up Jade's birthday Botox. Of course, she went to Vamp Cosmetic Clinic on Friday.
They were amazing.
I was so proud of you, Jade, because I actually was a little scared for her.
Well, we're just trying to look at, like, we're selling it as the you know, Jade's birthday Botox is coming up this weekend, but it was actually as well, like, to, you know, promote, like, you know, getting rid of the stigma and all that sort of stuff of cosmetic injectables, which we'll get into in a little minute anyway. We'll explain more.
Very good. 8:09. Right now, Tonic, If You Could Only See, a new FM. Good morning. Justin Bieber, Quavo, Intentions, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. 8:21. Jade got her birthday Botox on Friday.
Teamed up with Vamp Cosmetic Clinic.
All right, you guys, so I am going in today to get my lips topped off.
Is that something that changes the way that you look?
Jade's birthday.
We're going to do this on the live stream.
Yeah.
So if you've ever been fascinated about how this is done, the New FM Facebook page later this afternoon, just want to say as well, Jade, very proud of you. Yeah, it is there, the video, the whole thing. You can see from start to finish, Jade are getting some cosmetic injectables. Now, I am very proud of you, Jay, because you were a bit nervous about putting yourself out there. And we did have a chat on the show last week about body positivity and how this makes you feel as a woman.
You
feel like, you know, you needed to share that in order to feel comfortable. Tell us.
Yeah, I just, you know, I just wanted to create the conversation around cosmetic injectables because there are a lot of women who are getting it done. There's a lot of women who aren't. But I just wanted to have that conversation that it's okay whether you do or you don't get it done, and that if you do choose to get cosmetic injectables, that you don't feel judged. Like, I think women need to be supporting each other and going, okay, if you want to get your lips done or if you're not happy with your crow's feet and you get injectables, go for it. Because if that's what makes you feel good about yourself
and it makes you feel positive about how you look and
confident.
It makes you confident and empowered, then yes, why wouldn't you get it done? And I just think women shouldn't be afraid to tell people that they are getting it done, because that's what it's all about. Like, it should be about building women up.
And I will say as well, this isn't something that is accessible to a whole lot of people. So you're very lucky that the incredible team at Vamp Cosmetic Clinic hooked you up with this, because, you know, if you're just a mum, single mum, few kids, a dream to have this done. So one day it could be possible, like, but if it's something that you've been thinking about or you may be a little bit scared about, Jade's going to talk you through what happened. Because one thing I will say from a guy's perspective, walking in there, very calming environment.
It was.
It was like a spa sort of feel, you know?
Yeah, it was very relaxing.
Lovely soft furnishings, so mood what did lighting.
You get, what did you get done?
Okay, first of all, I got my crow's feet done, my frown line, because my mum, she'll love this. You're right, Mum. Stop frowning. If you're a frowner, Mum always used to say, Jade, stop frowning, you'll get a frown line. So got that done, got my lips done, because that one really intrigued me a lot, because it has become very quite popular and in a natural way. Because, look, I'll be the first to say that some women, more in particular on TV, the reality shows, can get them done a little bit too much.
It looks like there's a couple of slugs have snuck in their lips in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but this is very tasteful. Dr. Monique did an amazing job at Vamp Cosmetic Clinic, so I highly recommend her. It wasn't painful like I thought it was going to be. It was actually a really relaxing experience. I honestly could have gone to sleep on the bed. I told her that. I was like, wow. So it's not scary. And then I guess the big thing is, if you've thought about getting it done but you don't know what to get done, they encourage you to go in there and have a chat to them. Because I think a lot of women go in there thinking, oh, I need to know what I need to get done.
Yeah,
you
exactly
don't.
Right.
Just chatting to my mum over the weekend, she's 51, and it's something that she's always spoken about, never really been able to afford it, but I think there's a big element of fear when
That's
it comes
right.
to this. And there's a lot of misconceptions about this sort of thing, and I do think it's very important. The people at VAMP are doctors, medical professionals in
that's,
their field.
That's correct.
There are a lot of places out there that aren't. So I think, you know, VAMP is fantastic for... Well, this is what I took away from it. They're very informative and they make you aware of every step.
Yeah, definitely. They walked you through the whole process. They told you what substances they were going to use, the pros, the cons. Obviously, there is like risk in any sort of medical cosmetic procedure, but they tell you that. They make sure you're informed. Honestly, I couldn't give them a better...
Yeah, and you know what was amazing to me? It was way less invasive than I expected.
Well, you've always been a little skeptical.
A little bit, absolutely. But seeing it happen in front of me, and if you want to see, Facebook live stream is still up on our Facebook page. Amazing to look at.
It's not for everyone.
No, that's right.
And that's okay.
It is for some.
That's right. So check it out if you want to have a look. And, Vamp Cosmetic Clinic, they're very nice people. They did a great job.
And I have to say, too, they're on Hunter Street. It's very discreet as well where you go in, too.
Yeah,
so
exactly
if you
right.
are a little bit nervous or people going to see me, it's very elusive when you go there.
Low-key.
VampCosmeticClinic.com.au. Thanks to the guys for that. Jade, your birthday, you're feeling good, you're looking good. Happy days. Coming up after this, we are playing Heads or Tails after the news. Stay tuned. I'll tell you when to call soon here at New FM 826.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
You know, back in the day on this show, you always accused me, both of you, of taking advantage of a freebie when it, popped its head up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, he used to do it all the time.
Yeah. So anyway, Reese from MasterChef was on the show before, and Jade hit him up.
Hey, well, yeah. Reese, guess what? It's my birthday this Friday. What are the thoughts of baking me a cake? Because we're going to celebrate on Wednesday before I go up to Queensland.
Oh, my God.
Buy your own cake, first of all. Give us an update. What have you done since? That was 25 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, reformed freebie expert,
what have you
Maddie.
Done? What have you done?
I may have sent... He followed me on Instagram.
After?
And I...
What happened before the follow?
Look, okay, look. I may have liked all of his cake photos
How
on
many?
His Instagram. Over 20.
Oh.
And he followed me back on Insta.
Embarrassing, Jade.
No, can it's
you
not.
Can you not... Can you not embarrass us?
How is that embarrassing you?
With your free cake troll.
That's not trolling.
Like, do it on your own account, not our account.
I did do it on my own account.
And
the Jade Maddie Crevo Insta as well.
Look, you've got to make an impact.
How embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
You've
got to
ask
the question.
I'll buy you a cake.
Oh, thanks.
Just to end this. Now Jade's getting two cakes.
Yes. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
All right, so prizes on offer. A family pass to Treetops Adventure Park. Hang around at Treetops these school holidays. Only 40 minutes from Newcastle. Bookings are essential. 13:10:09 if you want to play heads or tails.
Very good. Playing after Bastille Pompeii live across Newcastle, 8:36. Tops of 17 degrees on the coast today. Good morning.
The school holidays are here. Yeah. And we want you to rediscover the Hunter. Time to play. The Novos, heads or tails.
School holiday fun and rediscovering the Hunter. Two in one.
I Yay! Know. It's like double dipping. The
it
best
is.
Kind of dipping.
What are we giving away?
We're giving away a family pass to Treetops Adventure Park.
Ooh, we all know I love this.
Yeah,
this is
exactly
honestly my
right.
favourite.
Get your mitts on this. 13:10:09, heads or tails. Very simple, easy way to win.
And, of course, every single person that gets on air across the day will go into the major draw, win or lose, for our week away at Nelson Bay with the whole fam, Brookie included. Let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
Good,
hello.
Chris. How's your day, brother? How was your weekend?
Oh, big weekend at the pub. Had a couple of schooners with the girls and now just about to start work.
With the girls?
Yeah.
Got like girl mates or girl?
Yeah, girl mates I used to work with.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Why is it so shocking to you, Jack?
Oh, it's just very different to like, you know, drinks with the boys, like drinks
with
the girls.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think it's great.
Everyone can be friends with
anyway,
whoever they want.
Chris, let's win you this Treetops voucher. Heads or tails, man?
Well, tails never fails in New South Wales, right?
That is right.
True.
Let's give it a flip. You got it.
You beauty.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
No worries. All yours, my friend. And you're also in the draw for that trip away to Nelson Bay.
Amazing.
Good stuff. I play across your day here at New FM and all week with us.
Guys, I got in trouble from my husband, Ben, on Friday after
Again?
Work. Yep. And it honestly, we rarely fight or argue about anything. It's very rare. But I got the cold shoulder and... It wasn't very nice.
Okay.
Few words were said.
Well, we'll find out what you're purchasing. I will say from the outset, I would be annoyed as well.
Yeah, it was because I purchased something that he thinks was...
more pointless junk.
Yeah, basically, that was it. More pointless junk.
Good morning.
The Novos.
Hayley Steinfeld, I Love Yous, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And I got in trouble on Friday. It's very rare for Ben, my husband, to tell me off for buying something that wasn't necessary.
Why do I find that hard to believe?
But it happened on Friday. I was so excited because I'd finally bought my bike a trailer. It's all I've wanted for a while because I like to ride to pickleball on Wednesday nights and sometimes I might ride to the shops and get some groceries on my bike.
Yeah.
And I've thought, you know what, I'm going to upgrade, I'm going to get a trailer on the back.
Is that one of those ones that has the little windows for children to sit in?
Well, mine was downgraded to an actual trailer with a bag in the back. So
it's
very
a bag
similar.
On wheels.
Bag on wheels.
Just to paint the picture for you, when Jade rides her bike, she has an orange hockey helmet on, she wears a high-vis vest.
Mm-hmm.
Now... She's got a trailer. Could you be any more noticeable, Jade?
You know what? Safety first. You know, I'd rather look like a lunatic getting about around Newcastle.
What are you going to be putting in the trailer?
Oh, my pickleball paddle.
Backpack.
My jumper, my water bottle, just all the necessary things, my sweatbands.
This is why I don't want to go riding with you or doing, like, it's too much.
Maddie's embarrassed.
But anyway, guys, Ben said to me, Jade, that is ridiculous and you're wasting our money yet again.
How much was it?
That's not fair.
120.
It was 120 plus postage.
That seems very reasonable because it was
because it was on sale, and you know I don't like to buy retail.
How much was your bike?
$15.
I'm thinking you should get 100. They're still on sale. Maybe I could buy some to resell.
Yeah, you could.
That's a deal.
But anyway, so we got into a bit of a row. So I said to him, look, I don't tell you what you spend your money on.
Because you guys have allowances for whatever you want to spend
on, so basically,
don't you?
So we'll put all our wages into one account and then we...
Benny controls it.
Yeah, because in all fairness, he's better with the money. I'm a terrible spender. Obviously, I bought a bike trailer. So, you know, we get an allowance and then that's something that I if I want to save up to get my hair done or...
Whatever you want.
Whatever I want. That's my money I save up out of my allowance. So he's taught me to be a better spender and I'm grateful for that. So anyway, I said, I don't tell you what you can spend your allowance on. So let me have my bike trailer. He reckons that it's going to be more dangerous on the roads. I said, I disagree. It comes with a big yellow flag on the back of the trailer so everyone will see you coming. He's like, they already do.
Is it possible that Benny is also embarrassed?
He is. He wouldn't let me actually. We went for a ride the other day. He was walking to the coffee shop. I was riding my bike round in circles around him till we got to the shop. And he said, Jade, don't wear the vest. I said, are you embarrassed? And he said, yes. And I said, oh, fine.
Wow. There you go, eh?
So anyway, we made up. He ended up apologising to me. He said, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel bad. I'm glad you like your bike trailer.
I'm starting to realise about you, Jay.
What?
You're just never wrong, are you?
Not unless
Jade's
already finally. Not unless I admit I'm wrong.
You've already made me apologise to you twice today. You're just telling us this story about your husband.
Yeah.
Is anybody else allowed to have an opinion?
No.
Not unless it's the same as Jade's.
Exactly.
Let's leave it there.
Well done, Prevo.
What are you going to do? Pat me on the head?
Yeah.
Like one of your dogs?
Yep.
Charity does that to me.
Good boy. Good boy, Maddie. Oh,
Jackson.
Love 105 you guys.
Commercial free coming up next.
Yeah.
What's
it
on
is.
The way? James Arthur.
Good song.
Yeah, good song, right? He's a bit of a weirdo in person, apparently.
Do you know what I heard?
What?
Back in the day, apparently when James Arthur was hooking up with ladies of the night, he wouldn't take his socks off.
Oh, that's weird.
He's a socks-on man.
Some people do that.
Likes to keep his feet protected.
I wonder why. Like, what
it'd make you heat up even more.
There's an enhancement theory of it. Oh, it's just a little bit of a Google. Kelly Clarkson.
Classic.
She's your girl, Maddie.
You know, I think Maddie would cry if he ever met her in person.
I didn't believe it.
Fitting video for a current situation, actually.
I feel bad for
broken
her.
Broken wedding video.
I can't wait till she takes over Ellen, though. Pushes her off the coffee
bad
table.
Girl.
Brando as well.
Oh, excellent.
Loving it.
What a vibe. All right, guys. Music, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thanks, everybody.
And don't forget, rate the music now, newfm.com.au. Hate it, rate it. What have we got this time? I think it's quite good.
Prizes, yeah.
Just by rating the music anywhere, anytime, just for having your say, we have Charlestown Square Entertainment passes up for grabs. See the happiness rainbow and grab a happy pack each day these school holidays at Charlestown Square. Feel good fun fest.
There you go. Awesome. Get your sticky little fingers on one of those.
Have a great day, everyone. Peace and love.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.